I turn now from creation to revelation. The simple and glorious facts that God is a self-revealing God and that He has revealed Himself to man indicate the importance of our minds. For all God's revelation is rational revelation, both His general revelation in nature and His special revelation in Scripture and in Christ. Take nature. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. That is to say, God speaks to man through the created universe and proclaims His divine glory, although it is a message without words. The message is quite clear, however, and men who stifle its truth are guilty before God. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. Ever since the creation of the world, His invisible nature, namely His eternal power and deity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God. Both these passages refer to God's self-revelation through the created order. Although it is a proclamation without speech, a voice without words, yet as a result of it, all men to some degree know God. This assumed ability of man to read what God has written in the universe is extremely important. All scientific research depends upon it, upon a correspondence between the character of what is being investigated and the mind of the investigator. This correspondence is rationality. Man is able to comprehend the processes of nature. They are not mysterious. They are logically explicable in terms of cause and effect. Christians believe that this common rationality between man's mind and observable phenomena is due to the Creator who has expressed His mind in both. As a result, in the astronomer Kepler's famous words, men can think God's thoughts after Him. The same essential correspondence is even more direct between the Bible and the Bible reader. For in and through Scripture, God has spoken, that is, communicated in words. One may perhaps say that if in nature God's revelation is visualized, in Scripture it is verbalized, and in Christ it is both, for He is the Word made flesh. Now, communication in words presupposes a mind which can understand and interpret them. For words are meaningless symbols until they are deciphered by an intelligent being. So the second Christian reason why the human mind is important is that Christianity is...